Welcome back to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weinzop. Today we're going to talk about Britney Spears. I've done many shows on Britney. And today we're going to get a little bit weirder than you might expect. We're going to talk about some strange messaging she had before she deleted her Instagram, or maybe had it deleted. We're going to make some connections between some leaked emails and that proved that they were trying to drug her, as well as, believe it or not, King David and absorbing energy from young virgins. That's how far we're going today. We're going deep down the rabbit hole. Stick with me. There's a lot. This actually came together in such a weird way, and I'll walk you through what's going on here. A quick little update. My man Jason Alexander still locked up. Remember Jason Alexander? We had him on the show. I think twice we had him on the show. That was Britney's first husband in Las Vegas, the infamous 55-hour marriage that was forced to be annulled. Hey, you know, the control system was evident back then. Well, as you may have heard, Britney got remarried to Sam, I forget his last name, Ashigari, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. A very famous marriage, right? It was all over the tabloid papers, but the papers, websites, all over the tabloids. But Jason, he went in there to, say his piece and try to shut it down, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what his intentions were. But he was apparently on the property and infamously got arrested. And I believe they've given him a restraining order. But anyway, I want to reach out to Jason, but he's still locked up, all right? So that happened, and we're actually going to revisit that. I'm going to give you a little more info that will, I'm not going to say exonerate Jason, because look, I don't know the guy personally. I've exchanged messages and text with him. He seemed like a good dude. But I don't know him personally. I don't know what he was thinking or what was happening there. I'm not going to get into any kind of litigious situation advocating or defending. But I'm going to more or less throw out an idea that could defend what was going on. That's all I'm saying by the end of the show. So we're going to revisit that. We've also had, if you heard my appearance on Tinfoil Hat, I flew out to L.A. to hang out with the big dogs on Tinfoil Hat, Sam Tripoli, XG, Johnny, Jay Nice. And we talked about Britney and the new Mandela effect that has happened since CERN fired up. And the Mandela effect was that Britney now, apparently, is not wearing a plaid skirt in her infamous first video, Baby One More Time. No. It's now a black skirt. I couldn't believe it. I was actually a big fan. I actually bought Britney's first CD way back when. What was it, 99? It came with a poster. I had the poster. I was in the military at the time, and I had it above my little dorm bed, along with my Eminem poster, right? It's 99. It's pretty cool back then. And I swore it was a plaid skirt, but it wasn't. And in fact, I was on board. I said, oh my God, Mandela effect, CERN fired up, changed our reality. Well, I got back on my little laptop, and I looked through my Rolodex of Britney Spears images. And wouldn't you know, from 2019, I took a screenshot from that video for research purposes. OVS, all right? Keep your minds out of the gutter, everybody. But it seems like she's wearing a black skirt. Unfortunately, I know. I thought, man, wouldn't that be something if I had a screenshot and it was the plaid skirt? But it appears to be the black skirt. I say appears to be because the screen image I grabbed shows only the first couple inches of the skirt, but her backup dancers clearly are wearing black skirts, and hers appears to also be black. So I'm not going to say the jury's still out a little bit, but it might be. But I'm going to post that on my Instagram, a post for this show. So go to my Instagram, Isaac Weishaupt, link in the show notes. You better like and you better subscribe. And check it out. See what you think. It looks like a black skirt to me, unfortunately. Now let's catch up here. What's going on? New emails leaked in July 2022. Proving there's a coordination between Britney's father and some legal management team to abuse and conservator her. I'm going to read you. This is from okmagazine.com. Britney Spears lawyer Matthew Rosengart believes TriStar Sports and Entertainment may have played a bigger role in the Princess of Pop's 13-year conservatorship than the company is willing to admit. Court documents obtained by OK revealed email conversations sent and received by Britney's former business manager, Louis Lou Taylor, who owns TriStar, discussing details of the conservatorship before it even started. Quote, I talked to the girls about Andrew Wallet. He and TriStar will serve as co's with you. I guess that's conservators with you. Lou wrote in one of the emails dated January 2008, referring to a lawyer who later became co-conservator of Britney's estate. The conservatorship was not granted until February 2008. That's a month later. A second conversation took place between Lou and one of Jamie Spears' attorneys, seemingly days before the father of three planned to appear in court. Quote, this is the big one. You got to pay attention now. I don't want to lose you here in all this reading. Quote, we have run into a problem with our judge selection. The only judge who will be able to hear our case on Friday is the one. Now, this is where it gets a little weird. It says drug, but it's has the SIC, which means, I think it's a Latin word for misspelling. I think they meant to say judge here, but like, so I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it the way it says, but I'm going to say drug, but it's going to mean judge, all right? It's kind of important because of the next sentence. Okay. The only judge who will be able to hear our case on Friday is the one drug who will not give Jamie the power to administer psychotropic drugs to B. The lawyer told Lou in the email, the first time she is off the bench is Wednesday. That is the first safe day to be in court on this matter. If we go earlier, all of this work could well be for virtually nothing. So there you go. The lawyers, Jamie, they're talking about the control of Britney Spears, the conservatorship of her, the power to administer psychotropic drugs to Britney Spears. That's who B is. A full-on plan of drugging her. We're going to come back to that in a second. Let's wrap up this TriStar talk. And OK Magazine talks about TriStar. And I guess the claims going around is that TriStar was basically nothing until they got conservatorship over Britney, and that propelled them to higher levels of management, including representing the Kardashians and Travis Scott. Not great company to keep, in my opinion. But TriStar came out, and I'm going to give them a fair shake, right? This is what they said to defend all of this. This is what they said. Quote, this is materially misleading. As all the evidence makes abundantly clear, the conservatorship was set up on the recommendation of legal counsel, not TriStar, and approved by the court for more than 12 years. In fact, TriStar was not even the business manager for the conservatorship when it was established. Cherry-picked excerpts from emails cannot change the facts, which is why this nonsense will all end once and for all when records are unsealed. Now I went to TriStar's website. Very suspicious website. It says it's under construction. No catalog of artists. Nothing. Very strange. So there you go. That's the latest email leak. TriStar claims it's misleading. I mean, to me, I read it and think, this kind of supports every conspiracy about Britney that we've been hearing about them trying to control her and drug her and tell her how to live her life. Listen up, we've seen so many people making ridiculous money from crypto, but did you know it's easy for you to also do the same? Yes. The Copy My Crypto membership site shows you the coins that YouTuber James McMahon personally holds and allows you to copy him. It's like having a big brother who knows what he's doing. You don't need to know a thing about crypto or how to invest. You simply do what he does. So let me tell you more about James. He runs the Crypto with James YouTube channel, which despite heavy censorship has over 14,000 subscribers and 900,000 views. Since March 2020, he told his audience to buy 26 different crypto coins. Had you put $100 into each one, it would now be worth over $53,000. Of the 26 coins, his top pick of the year, a coin called Phantom, is currently up over 440 times from when he said. That one call alone has retired a number of people, including guys in their 20s and 30s. Remember, this is public knowledge. You can go to YouTube and verify all this for yourself. So if you'd like to join the 1,300 members who copy James, myself included, by the way, I'm one of those members. Yeah, indeed. I copy James's advice as well. Because, look, here's the thing. I don't have time to research all these crazy coins. You probably don't either. Or maybe you don't know a thing about crypto or how to even research these things. It doesn't matter. You just follow James. It's just that easy. So you can stop what you're doing. Head over to copymycrypto.com/Isaac. You'll not only find proof of everything I've said, but my listeners get full access for just $1. You won't find this offer anywhere else. Act fast because the offer ends soon. That's copymycrypto.com/Isaac. I-S-A-A-C. A lot of people mess that up. It's not two S's. It's two A's. Two A's for, I don't know, double awesome. So copymycrypto.com/ISAAC. Don't take this offer lightly. It's the real deal. Go visit the website now. Link in the show notes as always. Which ties us into, I did a whole show on Britney Spears MKUltra, right? I was actually talking to, let's see here, my man Nick. I was actually talking to him about this recently. Oh, when the April 2019, I posted the Britney MKUltra show. If you want to check that out. And then, like I said, I've done several Britney Spears shows over the years. This is just one of many. So let's revisit those claims of Britney and MKUltra, which is all about mind control through psychotropic drugs. I'm going to refer you to that show. Basically, there's a long history of these allegations that the conservatorship, the handlers, have been drugging her and forcing her to do what they want her to do. Well, here's what's interesting. A few months ago, she had made a post on Instagram, which has since been deleted because she had her whole account wiped or shut down or something. But luckily for us, your boy was on the case. I actually had copied and pasted the captions onto a document, which I still have right here in front of me. And this ties into all of this. So take a listen. We're going to refer to two different Instagram posts made. Like I said, it was a few months ago. I would go and confirm the dates for you, but like I said, they've been deleted. This is what she wrote on the one. In a world where it's okay to lock your daughter up and make her work 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., no days off, 105 people are in and out of a small trailer home weekly, no private baths, seen naked when changing, drugged, she says it right there, drugged, can't even speak or talk, has to be available to the treatment people and show up every day for 10 hours a day, if not, we'll have to stay longer. Never given a date on when you can leave. 9 p.m. bed every night. Like 8 gallons of blood weekly. This happened to me for 4 months after I worked for my dad and my family for 13 effing years. I gave my all when I worked, only to be literally thrown away. I was nothing more than a puppet to my family. Yet to the public, I just performed on stage and did what I was told to do. But it was worse than that because it was accepted and approved by the people I loved the most. Looks are deceiving. I must have had it nice on vacations, lol. After 13 years, damn straight I should go. I was treated less than, demoralized, and embarrassed. Nobody should ever be treated the way I was. The reason I bring this up is because ending the conservatorship is a huge deal, but come on, that's it? They all got away with it. If you've ever been in shock for 4 months, threatened for your life, you would be upset too. I'm not done. I want justice and won't stop until something is done to those who harmed me. And yes, I was harmed. This is a message to all who have been threatened for their life. You are not alone. Now, that 4 months ago reference in there goes to in 2019 when she was forced into a hospital, which she assured us back then had nothing to do with her family being forcing her, which tells you the controllers were making her send that message back then. But she says, if you've ever been in shock, and then there's emoji of the horrified emoji. Is she talking about shock treatment, shock therapy? I think so. I don't know, maybe. But listen to what she says here. I'm gonna go through the highlights again. She says, no private baths, which we already know because we did a whole show on the symbolism of the bathtub. That's where they put the goddess for the cleansing ritual. Right? We talked about this many times over the years. Look up Whitney Houston and Bobby Christina. Look up how Kanye had his breakdown when they put Kim Kardashian in the bathtub when they robbed her in Paris. And then understand that in witchcraft, there's a cleansing ritual. It's the passage of the goddess as she passes to a new dimension through the bathtub. Now, are all these things occult related? I don't know. I mean, we don't get the full story on our end. I posit to be so. So she makes mention to the bathtub. She says, I was drugged. She talks about how she has to show up to the treatment people. She talks about how she has to give 8 gallons of blood weekly, which obviously it's not that much blood, but, you know, lots of blood. She's donating lots of blood. Why? What's she giving the blood for? Well, by the end of the show, you're going to find out. At least you're going to hear what my crazy theory is about it. She says, I was nothing more than a puppet. She says they all got away with it. She was in, I argued, shock treatment for 4 months, or she was in shock for 4 months, whatever you want to believe. She confirms, yes, I was harmed over this 13-year conservatorship period. Well, there's one more. There's a video of her dancing. She has many videos of her dancing on her Instagram. This was one of them. She said, I recorded 30 videos of dance when I was in Maui. That's fun to me. I know I'm not the best dancer. A lot of people make fun of the way I move. But honestly, as long as I'm moving and expressing my body outwardly in some way at this point, that's healing to me. Therapy is all mind work. So you hear that, put that in the back pocket. I did that 10 hours a day, 7 days a week when I was abused. There's nothing worse than torture of the mind. I'd rather someone slap my face than F with my mind. Dancing, you don't think at all. I know my actions are not perfect, but if you knew how good it feels to feel with my body, I think most would get it. Bear with me, I'm learning. God bless you all. So she was in therapy, she says, 10 hours a day, 7 days a week when she was abused. And I would argue this is not regular therapy, right? I go to therapy, I've done it for many, many years. That's not regular therapy. She was in some abusive MK Ultra therapy. So she's so anti about it, right? Torture. She was in torture. Torture of the mind. That's exactly her words, not mine. She was in torture of the mind, not therapy. Now, one thing worth noting is that this video, this particular video, which I actually sadly did not get the screenshot before it got deleted, she does this weird hand gesture. And I'm not making an allegation because I think, you know, I like Brittany. I don't think she's into the occult stuff. But the concern is that she talks about how the dancing is a way of sort of freeing her mind. And in occult practices, that's one way of reaching the altered state. When you look at the ideas of Dionysian rituals and channeling, being forced to channel spirits as a medium, that's one way to do it. But it's very concerning because during this one video, that same video with that same caption I just read, we see her doing this V hand gesture. Not a peace sign necessarily. It was reminiscent of, if you ever saw Lady Gaga's really creepy Coachella intro video she did long ago, back in the golden age of blogging before they sued me. The Illuminati sued me. That's what I think. I had to take it down. But I had to take all my posts down. IlluminatiWatcher.com was the place you could find all the articles, thousands of articles about all the symbolism and all these things. And wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? Oh, first they shadow ban me from Google. And then, oh, then they kick me off of YouTube. And then, oh, then we're getting sued for what? Because I'm guiding you down the path to truth, to what they're doing, I think, right? And the longer I do this stuff, the more crazy I get about it. So don't listen to me. I have a certain worldview at this point where I fully believe they don't want you to listen to a guy like me because I'm giving you a rational perspective. They want you to listen to the crazies. They're like, go to the crazy side. Go to the political side. Storm the Capitol. They want you to do all that crazy stuff. And I'm over here trying to say, like, no, we don't. We have to understand the occult ritual here. We have to understand what's happening here. This is a spiritual battle. Don't be fooled into all these earthly, worldly matters. They're employing occult practices. They're using energies and practices that have been hidden from the public for hundreds of years, and they want it to remain that way. Anyway, in this video, she's doing the V hand gesture, just like the Lady Gaga video. Look up the Lady Gaga Coachella video. You'll freak out. Let me make a note. You know what? I'm just going to put it on the post. So you better go to my Instagram, Isaac Weishaupt. Link is in the show notes. I'm going to post an image from the 2019 of the black skirt. I'm also going to post that Lady Gaga creepy video where she does this weird V with her hand, right? Which tells me that's not a peace sign. Because in that video, she's got this weird alien tentacle coming out of her mouth. Very H.P. Lovecraft. But the video ends with her doing this weird two-fingered salute, which, as we talked about many times in the past, this is the hand gesture of Nodens, the summoning of Nodens, which plays a part of the history of the peace sign. Because Aleister Crowley told Winston Churchill, hey, you want to battle the occult powers of the swastika, you have to summon Nodens from the abyss. And that's the V, the Nodens, the Typhon, the gesture is the V. Now, does that mean Britney Spears is trying to channel Typhon and Nodens? I don't think so. Was that something that she subconsciously did during the dance where her mind is able to sort of shut off? Yes. Did it manifest from her programming and abuse? Because there's a theory that these celebrities, these females, are used as goddesses to channel energies from other dimensions, channel spirits. Kind of like with, as you'll listen to when I do my sex magic show next week, I'm working on it, it's going to be killer. We're going to talk about Shakti and Shiva, the tantric view of the world as the universe locked in opposing polarities. Sexy time between the god and the goddess. And guess what happens when you're a practitioner of tantra? The female becomes literally the avatar of Shakti. The male becomes literally the avatar of Shiva. It's the god and goddess locked in opposing polarities, as above, so below. See how it all makes sense? My goodness. Now, she also had a third post that we got to talk about. In fact, the reason I have notes on all this is because I wanted to do a show about it, but things have been crazy. And once I saw this email leak, I was like, okay, now's the time. That's the catalyst. All right. I'm doing a video. I'm recording a video. If you're on the Rockfin or you're a tier 2 supporter on Patreon, you get the video version of the show. And the sun's peeking through. It's early in the morning. The sun's peeking through. It's beautiful. I got my 80s wrestling hair. You're getting 80s wrestling Isaac today. Anyway, okay, so this other post she had was of the Vatican. I think it was a, I looked it up. They say a church in Rome, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's like this beautiful ceiling or whatever. It seems like it's the Vatican. I could be wrong, though. So I had three images. I had what I think is the Vatican, an image of Australia, and the six-pointed Star of David, which is the Seal of Solomon. Now, if you recall, they got Britney roped into Kabbalah many years ago. Madonna got her into this after the infamous kiss in 2003. All right? In fact, Britney has the tattoo of Kabbalah on her neck. It's the amulet of protection, right? Now, the Seal of Solomon, well, we're going to come back to that. The Star of David, a.k.a. the Seal of Solomon, is used to control spirits, and we're going to come back to that. There's actually a lot to unpack with just that one image she used, right? Here's the caption she'd wrote, again, deleted. So people know my last post of the church symbolizes togetherness, equality, and a place to live freely and worship as one chooses. The star is representing righteousness, as the six-pointed Star David. The star is representing righteousness and your highest self to have the right to live as one pleases. Now, if you know a thing or two about Aleister Crowley and the occult, those words might be triggering. All right, we're going to come back to that. I honestly didn't know that was a pic of Australia. I thought it was London, and it was posted because it's my dream to live there. I took it all down because people don't like the truth, and honestly, it's hard for me, too. Oh, I never actually gave 8 gallons of blood. It was 8 tubes of blood. Anyways, enough serious talk. I think I need a vodka tonic. Wow, a lot to unpack there. A little strange she thought Australia was London, I'll give you that. But it's nice. She clarifies it wasn't 8 gallons, which is great, right? It's like only 1 gallon of blood in the body. It was 8 tubes. So that's that. But she talks about the star. She says it symbolizes righteousness and your highest self to have the rights to live as one pleases. Now, the Star of David, a.k.a. the Seal of Solomon, is used in Kabbalistic grimoires, in spells, and incantations to control spirits. Because if you go back and look at all these occult practices, you'll find this lineage of general ideas that there's these cosmological bodies out in the universe. They have an influence on the earth. And we can use magic to control the interaction between the two, as well as summon spirits and control demons. And through this oral tradition of Kabbalah, it explains how these pieces fit together and how you can master these things and become like a god. When she says it, the star has to do with being your highest self, I can't help but think of Aleister Crowley, who talked about channeling your holy guardian angel. That's the highest form of yourself. And then she says, the rights to live as one pleases. That sounds like very Aleister Crowley, do what thou wilt. Okay? But we also talk about the top Sephirot, the highest self, the highest Sephirot on the Kabbalistic tree of life, of Kether. It's the heavens, becoming God. And what's interesting is that, you know, there's a connection between Kabbalah and Aleister Crowley because Dion Fortune wrote probably a book called Mystical Kabbalah, probably the most, I don't know, famous book on Kabbalah. And she was a Thelemite. She's a follower of Aleister Crowley, which will all make sense here soon. But all of this will take you to this highest realm of astral magic using the astral light, which is this sort of energy connecting everything and as above, so below. All right? Getting into alchemy here a little bit. But you're messing around with these highest spirits. And there's this book called The Picatrix that was into all this stuff. Specifically, it was about worshiping Saturn and bringing down energies, Saturnian energies. And there's a Gnostic Saturn group, and what they do is practice bodily positions to emulate the cosmos in alignment. It just goes on and on, right? But when she talks about your highest self and this do what thou wilt sort of talk, the Holy Guardian Angel comes from Kabbalah. That's where Aleister Crowley got it from. It goes back to the Book of Sacred Magic of Abramelin the Mage, written by this Kabbalist named Abraham Worms. Pretty cool rap name if you ever want to be a rapper. I would advise Abraham Worms to be your name. But yeah, Kabbalist wrote that. And it's about how these Egyptian magicians taught him the secrets of Kabbalah. Now, if you're an old loser like me, Egyptian magicians may ring a bell because that was on the Jerky Boys tapes. Remember the Jerky Boys? They used to call and prank call. This is back in the 90s, everybody. Didn't they used to have a skit about the, I am the Egyptian magician? Well, interesting enough, that was a real thing. Because we're talking about the area where alchemy was born, in Egypt. Well, this stuff was later translated from German into English by a guy named Samuel Mathers for the Hermetic Order of Golden Dawn, which ties into Western esotericism and Aleister Crowley and all kinds of stuff. And John Dee did something similar. But the Book of Abramelin had a bunch of magical squares and a form of magical spell you see with if you ever seen Tenet, it's the Seder Square. It's about burying meanings within meanings. Hidden in plain sight is the messaging, which is kind of the argument we're having about these posts that Britney Spears is giving to us. Hidden in plain sight. She's giving us buried meanings within meanings. And the Holy Guardian Angel idea is basically saying there's angelic intermediaries between this world and the next, between man and God. There's something in between the two. And Aleister Crowley was studying that Book of Abramelin, and that's how he made contact with all kinds of spirits. Now, what's curious is, if you listen to my Brittany Murphy episodes a few months back, we did that, Brittany bought the Brittany Murphy home, and she also felt spirits in there. And also, we talked about Courtney Cox. She had spirits in her Laurel Canyon home around the same time. What's going on in Hollywood? They're making all this contact with the spirits. Well, I think it's because they're subjected to some of these practices. And I think that's what Brittany is trying to more or less reveal to us. So in conclusion, what's going on with Brittany? Was she dropping truths about MKUltra abuse? Was it occult ritualistic abuse? Why did she post the Star of David? It seems odd when you look at these connections to Kabbalah that she's got. And something you'll find strange when you listen to my sex magic show, I'm working on it. It's going to be a killer. It's going to be mega banger coming out next week. When you listen to my sex magic show, you're going to hear about this connection of this idea of using blood from the youth. And Brittany went on and on about how she's giving all this blood away all the time. Why? What are they doing with all this blood? Well, there's an idea that they are vampiring energy through the blood. And this goes back to King David, which was the father of Solomon, which is where your Seal of Solomon, the Star of David, comes from. It's the same lineage. Because Solomon was into controlling spirits, infamously with that six-pointed star. And one thing we'll talk about on the Sex Magic shows is going to be about how King David was the guy who started this practice called Shunamitism. I mentioned it on Tinfoil Hat. I don't know if you listen to my Tinfoil Hat appearance, you got to check it out. I think it was number 586. It was a great episode. I'm getting tons of positive feedback. In fact, they say it might be my best one I've done on there yet. I don't know. You be the judge of that. That was my 11th appearance? Yeah. The number of magic is 11. But yeah, this Shunamitism was this idea that an old guy, like King David, was getting old and tired, and he would lay with young virgins. Not make sexy time now. Mind's out of the gutter, my friends. No, he would lay with them to absorb their youthful energy. Some people take it as far as to drinking the blood. What's Brittany giving up all that blood for? What are they doing with it? Are they vampiring her energy? Or were they? And recall, she was wearing that Seal of Solomon, a.k.a. the Star of David necklace, the night she shaved her head. And guess where she shaved her head? At a salon called Esther's, which is a Kabbalistic name. Remember, she got into Kabbalah because of Madonna. Guess what Madonna's Kabbalistic name is? Esther. Yes, it's all connected. Is it? I don't know. Are we going crazy? She also wore that red string Kabbalistic bracelet in the video, I think it was for Every Time, the great Spring Breakers song. And in the video, she's in the bathtub. See, that's all connected. She's in the bathtub, and she's got blood coming out of her head. In fact, let me make a note. I'm going to post that image, too. I know you guys are thinking I'm crazy right now, so I'm going to prove it to you. Go to my Instagram, Instagram.com/IsaacWise. I'll like and subscribe. I'm dropping truth hammers today, all right? But that's why she had these captions talking about how she's in a tub and giving blood and all this Kabbalah references. If you didn't know all this stuff, you wouldn't think anything of all this crap she's saying. She's giving us the Seder messages. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know her. I'm not trying to motivate someone to crash her property again, you know what I mean? Like my man Jason over there. Was he trying to honestly protect her from this subjugation? Is this what happens if all these crazy conspiracies we're talking about? Does it, when it goes too far and you think, man, we got to save Brittany. They're doing all this awful stuff to my friend. I don't know. I don't know Jason personally. I don't know Brittany personally. What interactions I've had with Jason, he seems like a really nice guy. He seems like a good dude. But I don't know what's going on with in his life. You know, he was one of the first to experience the control of Brittany and her business. He's been vocal about it the past few years after years of being silenced about it. So to me, I think it's very possible that it could be under control. And maybe that's what Jason's motivation was. Maybe he knows this. I don't know. The day before he got arrested, he actually messaged me. And we actually had a discussion about, he had posted a video on his Instagram with the background, basically an image or so, about Lance Bass, the guy from NSYNC. And Lance Bass was saying that Brittany's still under control. He thought he was still under control as well. And if you look at that post, I'd look for it myself. If you see who liked it, Brittany's own mother liked the post. What do these people know? What do these people on the inside know about this? What's going on with Brittany? Is this another level of control, this marriage? Officially, you know, officially, according to TMZ and stuff, she come out and condemned Jason doing what he did and visiting and, you know, unprovoked visitation on the property and was like, no, hit him with a restraining order. That's what the tabloids say. I didn't see her mention that on the Instagram. That doesn't mean she didn't, though, right? It's hard to know. How do we balance this realm of looking at these ideas, taking them serious enough to be concerned, but not taking it too far? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So take everything with a grain of salt, but if you wanted to look into this stuff, there's a lot of weird things. If nothing else, the one thing we can take away is that the emails before the conservatorship took place show that they were trying to give her father the ability to administer psychotropic drugs to Britney Spears. Why would she need that? And maybe she's got mental health issues. I don't know. Don't know her personally. All I know is I stand up for people who are being oppressed or controlled. I'm against that 100%. And there's pretty much no limitation to that. thank you for listening to the show. Please consider these ideas. Don't go too crazy with it. Consider the ideas. And take a look at my Instagram. I'm going to post those images. You're going to like what you see. Or maybe not. I don't know. Instagram.com/IsaacWiseUp. Stay tuned because we're going to talk sex magic next week. And it's going to blow your mind. You're going to look at the world completely differently. And let me be your guide. All right. Thanks for listening to the show. Till next time, stay woke.